The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
My dad played piano right up until his final days. I'm convinced the cognitive exercise, hand-eye coordination, and the reading of reams of sheet music is what spared him from the throes of dementia, which eventually robbed his less musically inclined brother of his own golden years. It was easy for me to take the piano for granted because there was always one in the house, be it the humble upright or the kawaii baby grand that eventually graced my parents' living room. Dad would serenade the house after dinner as we went about our separate lives. It didn't matter if we were paying attention or not, it was just a pretty part of the background soundscape. I took formal piano lessons in junior high. Of course, even before that, I would fart around with the instrument when I was bored, putting things in between the strings or listening for how long it would take for a ringing note to completely fade, like at the end of a day in life. The Beatles and Elton John especially made me take a more serious look at the piano and its value as a composition tool. But the adolescent me never stuck with it. Today, blame it on advances in digital keyboards and downsized living environments, but the family acoustic piano is falling out of favor, so much so that major retailers like Harrods in the UK have stopped selling them altogether. Of course, there are cultural exceptions. The dedication, hard work, and schooling required to attain proficiency in tickling the ivories finds favor in the Chinese households as part of their children's disciplined upbringing. And where there's skill and discipline, inevitably you'll find the spirit of competition to nudge things along. This March, the Flint Institute of Music in Michigan hosts the 44th annual William C. Byrd Young Artist Competition, and this year's weapon of choice is the piano. 30 young contestants from around the world will duke it out on 88 keys for the grand prize of $6,000 and the opportunity to perform with the Flint Symphony Orchestra. Now, the money might not sound like much. It could buy you a good used upright piano if you have the space. But imagine, with all that good music theory under your belt and $6,000 in your pocket, you could score a wicked guitar, and as BTO tells it, chances are you'll go far if you get in with the right bunch of fellows. My name is Cal Coat. Two debuts to share with you off the top. Phantasma is the new Afro-experimental group formed by Spoke Matombo. Shangri-La is straight ahead. First, a wickedly talented bass player from France, Eric Ragu, trades talents with Malian singer Laye Kouate. From a new album called Il Yala, here's one about helping yourself called Ligueye from World Beat Canada Radio.
Wonderful, wonderful thing. Wonderful, wonderful. You wonderful, wonderful. You wonderful, wonderful. Super guitar, dengan guitar. Super guitar, menggelinding. Super guitar. Super guitar, pounding it, you can bang it, bang it, bang it, bang it,
thank you.
You wonderful, wonderful. 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 You wonderful, wonderful.
Of South African township jive and electronic atmospheres from Phantasma, Spoke Matombo's new project. From an EP called Eye of the Sun, that was Shangri-La. Before that, Eric Ragu and Layate Kuate and Ligweye. This is Vancouver's Santa Lucia LFR from the album Suppressed Anthems. It's Mozambique from World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Nicaraguan Canadian guitarist Herman Cantile from Santa Lucia certainly has that whole Santana sound down. First Impression Theater presents two special fundraising concerts. Friday, January 30th at 8 p.m., it's Juno Award-winning group The Paper Boys, who have a brand new album called At Peace With One's Ghosts. And Saturday, January 31st, award-winning recording artist Babe Gurr performing with her eight-piece band from her brand new CD, Hearts Up to the Sun. Both concerts at 7:30 p.m. are The Doors, showtime at 8 at Deep Cove Shaw Theatre in North Vancouver. The 28th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash, February 7th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive, Vancouver. Live vibes from the Purple Soul Band, special guest artist Geronimo and Zuki Joseph, plus DJ George Barrett and Louis Sutherland, Bradley from Redemption Sound, sound by Mr. Basie, birthday cake for everyone, Jamaican food and refreshment on sale, tickets at High Life Music, Rim and Spice. Las Cafeteras, presented by Push Festival and the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts at Club Push and Performance Works, and it's an intoxicating blend of fresh and edgy urban Cali sound, inspired by San Joroco music, a musical style popularized by La Bamba, hip and modern, yet traditional and authentic, and just downright fun, February 7th, 8 p.m. And Dengue Fever returns to the Biltmore Cabaret with a brand spanking new album of Psycho Chimera Rock called The Deepest Lake. They know that stage well. They've been on it many times. It should be an awesome show. My name is Cal Coat. Multi-talented Shane Phillip takes the fall next on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
global music mix of the traditional and the unpredictable.
This is World Beat Canada.
the global embrace of reggae music. It's a long way from Ghana to Boulder, Colorado, but that is how this band got formed. Selassie and the Fafa Family. This is a brand new release, a debut for you. It's called The Time for Peace. Selassie is from Ghana, and the Fafa Family are, I am guessing, from Boulder, Colorado, and that's where the record is recorded and where they call home. What we heard was Mama Africa. Time for your touch of the familiar. And it's from the British band Aswad. And they're joined here by none other than Sting himself, adding a little bit of authenticity to one of the great tracks from Ghost in the Machine. Here's Aswad with Invisible Sun, your touch of the familiar.
all along. A calm before the storm, a whistling in the trees. Paranoia is blowing in the breeze. And all I've ever found is blood into the ground.
Hard to figure out what inspired that track from Southern California's Mariachi El Bronx and the crazy wildfires they had in the summertime. That is indeed Wildfires from their third album, simply entitled Three. Aswa before that, joined by one Gordon Sumner and Invisible Sun. UK Bhangra is on tap with Achanak, one of the godfathers of the scene. And later this hour, our World Beat Rap Sheet takes a look at the Afro Rockers. I hope you're checking out our reviews at worldbeatcanada.com. I'm glad you could join us. Some great music ahead.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
Yeah.
ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਨਾ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨੀ ਚਾਵਾਂ ਚ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਅੱਜ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਵੇ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਓਏ ਚਾਵਾਂ ਚ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਨਾ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨੀ ਚਾਵਾਂ ਚ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਅੱਜ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਵੇ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਜਾ ਗਏ ਸੱਲਾ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਜਾ ਗਏ ਸੱਲਾ ਮੋਢੇ ਹਿੱਲਣੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ
señores, por increíble que parezca, lo que ustedes acaban de ver y escuchar en sus pantallas es una terrible realidad.
Self-confessed Mexican bachelor pad music, featuring Miguel Rizzo and Gustavo Murillo on guitar. That is Matterall Man and Operación Dinamo. And before that, Achnak, and of course, Jack Nicholson losing his stuff, and Aj Bhangra Punjabia Napa.
The freshest reviews. Pulled from the pages of worldbeatcanada.com.
This is your World Beat rap sheet.
Global events remind us the French have a thing for satire. They also have a taste for the experimental and innovative, so much so, they coined the name for it, avant-garde. The Afrobeat pioneered by fellow Cootie and drummer Tony Allen in Afro 70 has been reinvented in many ways, served straight up and reverse engineered for retro authenticity, blended with Latin grooves for a new world approach, or tempered with soul for a softer R&B smokiness. Back in France, a global sextet dubbed the Afro Rockers has opted for Afrobeat au avant-garde. Dialing up the Wayback Machine a decade from the 70s to the 80s, the Afro Rockers update the funk from James Brown to early Prince. And keeping in step with the 80s vibe, they've even managed to crossbreed the essentials with a little bit of new wave wackiness. The opening track to the premier album, I Go, You Go, puts a new vision into motion. Over a deep pocket groove of guitar skank and bombastic analog synth shots, Central African singer Emma Lamadji blazes soulful verses and chorus chants over Farfisa chords. The Afro Rockers' unique take on the hallowed Afrobeat is a joyful exploration into future possibilities of the form. Lucky for us, there are no sacred cows in music, nor should there be. This is I Go, You Go, the Afro Rockers on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
not going anywhere yet. We have another debut from one of our favorite pop bands, The Go Team. They have a brand new album coming out in March. We have the title track, The Scene Between, is next on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio.
We'll be right back.
from the island of Malta, that is Tribali, and that was written in the tempo that matches the steps of elephants when they're moving. It's called Elephants of Lanka. Before that, sublime new pop from the Go Team from Brighton, England. I think Kelton a Twist, Patricia Fraser, put it best when she said that their music sounds like it could have come straight out of the Brill Building. It's so picture-perfect pop. My name is Cal Coat. Kelton a Twist is our sister broadcast. I hope you're listening to that. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Stop in at our blog, calcopyrite.com, where you'll find playlists and links to all of the artists that we play on either program. We're going out on some brand new contemporary classical music from Rio de Janeiro composer Pedro Moraes. It's called Van Gogh. But our last word goes to Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind."
Communications.